We'll learn today in the memory of Liara Aviv. Hashem Yikum Damo. So I'd like to just, again, briefly try to finish up some of the issues in Berachos HaMazon of Al HaNisim, and then move on from there. So the last point we had said about saying Al HaNisim in benching, we had talked about the Rav's distinction why maybe on Purim there is no question, and the question is only by Chanukah, because Purim there's an absolute chi of Suda. The Rav suggested that if there's an absolute chi of Suda, like the Gemara said later on, we'll get to Be'ezah Hashem on the Testament days, there's a chi of Suda, then there's a chi of Haskara, and there's no way out of that. It's interesting that there's a Rimil Unil that I asked you to see. And the Rimil Unil says like this. If you look at it inside, and I think this is somewhat against what the Rav had suggested in the Sugya. That's Rabbi Yonah Rimil Unil. He says like this. The Berachos HaMazon, he says, the Tzfila Pshitalam. Certainly when it comes to davening, you say Al HaNisim, Shere Lahal Al Vodah Nikvu. Aval Lo Mikri Moed Shehiya Aser Lehis Anuspo Min HaTorah Kvo Rosh Choda Shechaya Lekvo Asudasa Al HaPas Ulevarech Berchus Samazah. He says, when it comes to tefillah, you have to say Al HaNisim. When it comes to benching, that's when it's a question. And he says the reason behind the question is because it's not called a moed, and therefore there's no iser of tanis min haTorah, like we find in Rosh Chodesh, where he then says that you're chayav to eat and you're chayav to have a meal with pas ulevarach berachos hamazon. Ulefikach, let's read the whole thing. Ulefikach mechayav latkuer Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, there's a reason to say Rosh Chodesh. Berachos HaMazon. Avasudas Chanukah al pas, eno ela midrabanan. But when it comes to Chanukah, having a Suda is only midrabanan, lefikach eno chayav lahazkir. And therefore, you're not chayav, or you may not be chayav to say Al HaNisim in benching. So, in terms of the last point, the Rav had said, I said this quickly at the end yesterday, that the issue of whether you should say Al HaNisim and Berachos HaMazon has to do with whether it's a yantif, or maybe whether it's a, you know, sudas, if there's like a chalos suda to what you're doing. What's interesting is that in the Rilim and Ulil, there's a chalos suda, certainly.
So, Rav, it's chalos suda.
For sure there's a chalos suda to the suda, but nevertheless, you may not need to say Al HaNisim, which is against what the Rav had broken down for us at the end of yesterday. Now, I calculated, I think that the Rimil Unil is saying six significant chidushim. And let me go in order of the six, okay? Six really significant chidushim, which I was surprised about. The first chidush, he says that Chanukah is not called a moed. Now that has to do with what we saw yesterday, right? Whether the Rav was talking about Chanukah and Purim, this Kedushas Hayom, is it considered like a real chag? Right. So that had to do with that question. He says Chanukah, he's talking about Chanukah. He says no, lemikri moed. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. He says Rosh Chodesh is an iser d'oraisa to fast. It's a significant chiddush. Rosh Chodesh, he says, is an Issur D'oraisa to fast. Now, I've looked into this Chiddush many years ago. To be precise, 23. 23 years ago.
You're
almost to the day. It was my Shabbos Afra. Okay? My anniversary is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay? So the Shabbos before my anniversary, I decided I would speak about fasting on Rosh Chodesh. So I have a lot to say on this topic. Okay, I spoke about this at my offer. I will tell you that this is a chiddush. That he holds, the Rebbe Lilienthal holds, that fasting on Rosh Chodesh is an Isser Doraisa. Not simple at all, but that's what he says. The next chiddush, the third chiddush, not only is it that you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, he says there's a chiyuv to eat pas. That's also a chiddush, a big discussion in Poskim, whether you're absolutely chayav to eat pas. His language is, you're chayav, the kolos yudasal, a pas. Chiddush number three. Chiddush number four is that he writes that on Chanukah, right, he says, there, that chiyuv suda is only derabanan. So, that's what he says. He says, aval sudas chanukah l'apas, ein olam midrabanan. Okay? So, there's a chiyuv suda on chanukah, which is against the Ramaz, right? That, we talked about that in the past. Right? That's a chiddush nora. Chiddush number five is, not only is there a chiyuv to eat on chanukah, there's a chiyuv to have pas. Okay? This is chiddush al chiddush al chiddush al chiddush. And finally, the last chiddush, which is a surprise in terms of our sugya, that you have to have pas on Chanukah. And chiddush number six, Sammy, and this is again, this is for us the most important chiddush, I would say, for in terms of our sugya. Those are just five chiddushim that are like sort of derech agav. He says, since the su'uda is derabanan, he says you're not chayav to be mazgir al hanisa. Yeah. Which is interesting, because it also will relate to Purim, right? Which is, I guess, our main topic. Remember what I said last time? I said, well, maybe if Chanukah is no chiyuv suda, there's no din to say al hanisa. But the Rav suggested Purim, where there's a chiyuv suda, and others have said, maybe for sure there's a chiyuv to say al hanisa, which is a major machlokas. We mentioned that Taras Zakenim, we mentioned at the end of yesterday. What emerges here in the Rebbe Lilienthal is that no, even if there's a chiyuv suda, if the chiyuv suda is derabanan, there's absolutely no. Is what he says. He says, at least part of the sugya, part of the equation, you're not chayav to be maskeh, right? So even though there's a chiyuv suda, but since it's derabanan, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to say al hanisim. Okay, I ask you to see the Ritva. The Ritva says the following: Va'asikna she'eno chayav lahaskir shel Chanukah v'berachas hamazon lechatchila ve'imba lahaskir maskir b'hoda. The Ritva says, I guess we're moving slowly into like the halach l'maisa of al hanisim in berachas hamazon. Okay, so we've hacked around for a while, but let's get into, we're edging slowly to the halach l'maisa. The Ritva says, okay, so how do we paskin? Says the Ritva, we paskin that you don't have to say Al Nisim in Berchas Hamazon. If you say Al Nisim in Berchas Hamazon, where do you say it? Chaver, where do you say it? Behoda. And who is that Shita? Who's the one who suggested that idea? Chavra? This is the beginning of the Gemara we saw yesterday. Rav Schora Amar Rav Huna, who said, Eino Maskir, and Maskir. The Ritva paskins that way. Lamaisa, he says, today, or I should say on Sunday, right? If you were saying Al Anisim, you don't have to, but if you say it in Noda. That's how the Ritva paskins. And therefore he says, and Pashut Pshat, Pshita, he says, if you forgot Al Anisim on Purim, what's the din?
Don't go back.
You don't go back. Because you didn't have to say it in the first place. Then he adds a chiddush, and even in davening, where we say you have to say, right, that was everything we talked about yesterday, Rashi, Tosos, and everyone else who says that by tefillah, it's pasha you have to say Al Anisim. Even then, he says, the Ritva, is the Ritva? Emachzir no sub. You don't have to go back. That's what he says. Says the Vilna Gaon, going back to the Iluyisha chap of the Reb Chaim yesterday, Right? The Vilna Gaon adds to this discussion. Says the Vilna Gaon, so why don't we say Al Hanisim in Me'ein Shalosh? No, what do you think the answer is according to the Ritva? No! Why don't you say Al Hanisim in a reference to Al Hanisim in Birchas Me'ein Shalosh?
There's no need to mention it in the first place.
In the first place! Right? Meaning, if this is how you paskin, right? If you paskin like this, Ritva and others, so of course the question doesn't, I would say the question doesn't even, it's not even a question. Of course you don't say Al Hanisim or reference Al Hanisim in Me'ein Shalosh, because you didn't have to say it in benching. You're not going to then say it in Me'ein Shalosh. Oh, you want to say it in benching? Okay, say it. But you're not going to say it in Me'ein Shalosh. So that's what the Vilna Gaon writes to answer that question that we discussed yesterday. Okay. I saw the Me'iri has a slightly different point here I want to mention. He says, when it comes to benching, he says, in the Gemara, there's no chiyuv to be mentioned, to be maskir. And he quotes the same sheet of the Ritva El Shem, Ba'al haskir maskir b'baruch ha'shniyah. Right? But then he adds the last six words of that piece. He says, v'achshav. Right? If you have it from yesterday, I think it was in your Yomar Mekomos, v'achshav, and today, now, in 2024, nav u'baskaras ha'akol ki ilu yichova. Tashomea? You hear what he's saying? Ki ilu yichova.
That's
a chiddush.
Is that kind of when he says ki'ilu hi chova? Is that kind of what we say by like Mar, for example?
Yeah, 100%. But there, the Gemara said it.
There's the Gemara here. It's
Rishon. Here,
I mean, obviously,
the Rishonim are saying this chiddush that now we're knowing to say a ki'ilu hi chova.
What's and happening between now and back then?
When did that? What do you mean? It changed. Meaning back then. It was a Rishos, and it really was a Rishos. Nowadays, because people accept it upon themselves, it's Kilo Chol, like Meir today.
Like Meir. The Meir doesn't say it's a full-fledged Chol, but he says Ki'ilu.
Which
means if you forgot it.
It's like a Chol, but it's not Mamash Chol.
Okay, good point. Okay, I accept that point. And I agree with Jonathan that according to the Meir today, if you forgot to say Al Hanisim, I think we'd all agree.
So is this
you wouldn't go back, right? Jacob, you agree with that?
Yeah.
I think we'd all agree to that. That you're not going to go back if you forgot to say Al Hanisim. Yeah.
This going back years and years. I remember in Shir, Nehem Balasya, we were saying that the Rebbeim established it for like the future generations. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't Balasya. Remember we were talking about how the Rebbeim.
Oh, we did it in principle.
It was
personal. Yeah, Lidari Alma.
Yeah. So is this like your
band for? I don't know. That's hard to know. You're saying, I think what Zach is really driving at is interesting. Could you say that, you know, maybe in 50 years from now, it could swing. It could change.
There's like a built-in mechanism that could break the, you know, make it a
right. Could it go back to, that's interesting. That is an interesting question. Can it swing back? I'm not sure. I would think yes. I'm not sure. I think Meir doesn't swing back because that's the Gemara. But when a Rishon says the Minig is now, you know, I don't know, Minig doesn't change. That's what I would think. Okay. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Beis Halach Yud Gimel, the Chanukah of Purim Mosifin Behoda Al Hanisim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Parak Beis Halach Hey, and Vav, the Chanukah of Purim Mosif Be'emtza Berachos Aretz Al Hanisim Kederach Shemosif Betfila. Honestly, when I read that Rambam, I didn't see any wiggle room. There's no wiggle room here. The Rambam doesn't say Imba Lahaskir Maskir Behoda. Right? The Rambam says in Berachos Hamazon, just like in Tefillah, you gotta say Al Hanisim. My takeaway in the Rambam, the way I understood the Rambam, is that it's an absolute chiyuv. Is that crazy that it's an absolute chiyuv? Jacob, is it crazy to say that? I don't think so. How would I explain it? I tell you that this is the way I would explain the Rambam. The Rambam read to the end of the Gemara, and he got to Rav Sheshes, where Rav Sheshes says, "Ketfila, ma tefila behoda, berchus amazin behoda." For the Rambam, right, Ruvain, when he got to that final line, he read more than just where you put it. It's much more than that. It's also what type of chiyuv is it?
Rambam is a type of tefila, not
that chair. The both. Tefillah for sure is a chiyuv. That I think we'd all agree to. But he says also in Hilchos Brachos, right? That was the Rambam in Vav, right?
In Tefillah, he says,
there's no like wiggle room, right? You see that? Kederach Shemosa B'Tefillah. I don't know. I think the Rambam is saying it's a chiyuv.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't believe that's so difficult to understand. Read to the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara, Rav Sheshes says, right? Amalei Rav Sheshes Ketfila Matfila Be'oda Brachos Amazin Be'oda. I believe that from Rav Sheshes you can certainly come out thinking that it's a chiyuv. Okay. The Lacha Mishnah in Beis Vav gives a slightly different mahalach to the Rambam. He says, look at the Yerushalmi. Look at the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi seems to say that not only do you have to say it, you must say it. If you forget it, you have to go back. That's what the Lecha Mishnah quotes from the Yerushalmi. Therefore, he says, the Rambam use the Yerushalmi, Sammy, to get to his conclusion that you have to say. But because of the Bavli, he, I guess, qualified it and said, you have to say it, but Reuven, if you don't say it, you don't have to go back. That's how the Lacha Mishnah learns the Rambam. Right? So you should say it, but if you didn't say it, based on the Bavli, you know, you don't have to go back. Okay. The Prima Gadim adds to this discussion. I don't know if you mamish held this is shot in the Rambam, but he adds to this discussion, like the Meiri said, Ha'idna Shavinu Kichova. Could you read that in the Rambam? I'm not sure. What do you think? Can you read that line in the Rambam? That the Rambam, when he said it, you're chayav with definitiveness, right? Did he mean because of Hadar Shavu Olai Kechova? Right, so I'm not sure. But that's what he suggests in the Rambam, not in the Rambam, but he suggests that as being possible. Now, Halach L'maisa, what else do we know? There is a Rambam, there is a Hagas Mamonios. Okay, this is in Beis Yud Gimel. And the Rambam says you're not chozer, right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Beis Yud Gimel, that if you forget Al Nisim, you're not chozer, right, like we mentioned. The Hagos Mamonios there in Os Ches quotes a Rav Yah. The Rav Yah, we don't know much about the Rav Yah. Everyone, you ever heard of the Rav Yah? No. Right? No one heard of the Rav Yah. In the old days, Rav Yah was the man. Okay, nowadays, no one heard of the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah, Rav Yah, cited on the in Hagos Mamonios says no. Today, before that, he says the minig is to be maskir al hanisim, and he also has shavliyo like chova like mariv. And he writes, the imtav lo hiske shel Rosh Chodesh, okay, choza. Now this is, I'm not sure we'll get this, but he writes that today, since it's a chova, to daven mariv, if you missed Rosh Chodesh, don't pass on this way, then you go back. That's not how we paskin. But presumably, what he's trying to say is the same would be true for Chanukah and Purim. And that's what he goes on. He says, "Al b'Shabbos v'yamta b'Chanukah v'Purim shi'yavsha b'lo achila chozer maskei." He has a very hard line. Basically, bottom line, Rabbi Yah, it sounds like if you forget Al Nisan and Vetching, you have to go back. Right? So we have, so far, around three shittos. Right? Just now as we get close to Psak. Right? There's the Ritva who says you don't have to say it at all. Right? There's the Rambam who says you have to say it, but you don't have to go back if you forget it. And we had a couple different ways to explain the Rambam. And now we're seeing the Rav Yahu who says, not only do you have to say it, if you don't say it, you have to go back. So in Psak, we have three shittos that we're seeing. Three different shittos that we're seeing.
Where do you go back to the
if you forget? Well, if you remember in the middle, you go back to know death. You forget after you finish, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay. What does the tour say? Tour actually brings a couple of different shittos. This is in Tafresh Peves. He writes, "Im lo amro emachzira nosa." Right? He says you're supposed to say it in benching. If you don't say it in benching, emachzira nosa. Rabbeinu Tam yachozer miska shlomro kodem shakaradlo. Rabbeinu Tam held that you have to be chozer. So these different shittos are making it into the tour. The tour doesn't like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Nir Lari. And he doesn't think it's true. He thinks the Rosh disagrees. And he disagrees. So the Torah brings two shittos. He disagrees with the Rav Yah / Rabbeinu Tam, and he thinks that the more correct opinion is like the Rambam, that you should say it, but if you don't say it, you don't go back. That's how the Torah brings down the halacha. And the Beis Yosef on the Torah adds a wrinkle that we all should know about, because it certainly will happen to you. If it didn't happen to you on Purim, it will happen to you over Hanukkah. Where you had remembered that you forgot Al Nisan, but already it was after you finished benching, or maybe after you finished the bracha of Al Ares Al Hamazon. So what do you do? La
Halachaman.
Ah. So the Beis Yosef brings from the Kolbon. We've mentioned the Kolbon in the past. He was also the man in the old days. Somehow people don't know about him today. But the Beis Yosef brings the Kolbon who says that if you forgot and you remember, at some point, at the end of benching, you can go back, or you can say it in Harachaman, and you say, Harachaman, Yasa Nisim, and the flow is Kishem, Kishem Sha'asa Labusinim, by Yomayim, Vazmanazah, Bime, whatever it is, Mordechai Vester, etc. So this is all found in Psak Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? What is he saying in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should Omer Al Nisan Virchas Amazon Virchas Aretz, right? I would Pashup Shat sounds like you should be saying it. Pashup Shat.
He holds like the Rambam.
Right, exactly. He says Vim Lo Amar Imach Zir Nosa. Right? You don't go back, like the Rambam. If you're in the same bracha, you could be closer. Then the Ramah adds, like the Kolbo, he says, and Kishashach, Chaladis, and Berchus Amazon, Kishmagil, Rachman, Yomar, Rachman, Yasin, Lanis, and the flow of Tunisha, etc., etc. Right? Like the Kolbo. Right? So that's bottom line halacha, just after all of the hak that we got, went through the whole entire sugya. Bottom line halacha, what are we paskin after all we saw? We say that you have to say it. Right? If you don't say it, you don't go back. If you remember at the end, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You say, the Gemara says you say in the Harachamot. A couple of...
Do the Harachamot have a Seder?
They have somewhat of a Seder.
Like, if you remember, like...
If you went out of order,
after,
it's fine.
Like, all the way at the end. Like, after... Oh,
I think so. I think you could still do it then. Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of
final points here. Just I gave you Rabbeinu Prachya. A couple of final points here. What about Purim night? And if you washed Purim night, what about that? What would you say about that? Are all the same rules in play? Do you need to say Al Nisim? Right, what would you say about Purim night?
What shita are we going with?
Right, so it really depends on what shita
you're
going
with. You're saying
meaning this year at Matzah Shabbos.
Not Sunday night, Sunday.
Correct, yeah. Matzah Shabbos for this year. What would you say? Are all the same rules in play? Are things different about? Should things be different? Because, so, you have to really go through all the different shitas that we mentioned. What I guess what stands out most is, you know, the idea of the Rav about Chiyav Suda. Well, maybe there's a Chiyav, right? Because the Rav had said if there's a Chiyav Suda,
what about
Malal
Malka throwing a nice...
Right, that's another wrinkle. So that's maybe we'll see in Rebbeinu Prachya something about that. You know, there's no real... If you're saying there's a Chiyav Suda on Purim, which makes sense, but that would be during the day, not at night. So things could change if we're talking about eating at night.
Why would it be just during the day?
Because that's how we pass it. You don't have to have a Chiyav Suda. There's no Chiyav Suda at night. Right? It was never instituted like that. Rabbeinu Prachya has a nice summary and a couple of Kiddushim that I think are interesting. As again, random points as we're closing. So he goes through the sugya. He says, in Berchas HaMazon Shel Chol, this gets to Matt's point, Eino Tzar Lizkor Bones Chanukah. Right? Did you see this, Rabbeinu Prachya? He says, it's a Rishon. He says, if you're benching on Chol, I assume this is Chanukah.
This is
he says Chanukah. Yes, Chanukah. I mean, Purim too. Again, the main sukkah is really about Chanukah and Shabbos. He says, then you don't have to mention. Why? You don't need to wash. And that's the Gemara we'll get to later on in the test of the days. If you don't need to wash, then you don't need to say, you don't need to bench. You don't need to bench. And if you bench, you don't need to say Al Anisa. That's the logic he uses. Okay? He says it's the Sudas Rishas. Right? Only if it's Shabbos.
So it's clearly not talking about Purim at all,
because
you never have Purim.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Then he says, then he says at the end, V'imba l'haskir maskir behoda, v'imrata l'atriach l'atzmol l'haskir maskir behoda, I like that line. Did you pick up on that line? He says, "In bala," right? He says, "Bala haske masker bahoda." How does he learn that? That's the first line in the Gemara. Jacob, how does he learn that line? So he has a bit of a chiddush on that line. What's his chiddush? He says, "This is the way I understand Rabbeinu Prachya." He says, "Really, where should a person mention Al Hanisa? Where?" I don't believe so. I think so. And maybe the Lamdas, like we saw yesterday, maybe he held it was Me'in Ahura. Maybe. Something along those lines.
Where did you get that from?
That last line, I'm not sure about. But the first point, which was Matt was saying, is because look what he's saying. He's saying, in Rata Lahatriach Alatz, Lahazgir. So then your Maskir Behoda, why? Kidei Lasas Lo Hekar She'en Achova. You want to make it noticeable that it's not a chiyuv to say Al Hanisa in benching. Okay? So, how do you make it noticeable that this is different than the rest of the things that we do in benching? How do we make it noticeable? Jacob, we say it in a different place. Right, we say it in Hoda, right? We say it in a different place. You know what I'm saying? Right? Moving here. Meaning, how do you make it clear that this Jonathan is not the regular chiyuv? Says the Rabbeinu Prachya, you said in a different location. Different location, now I know it's different. That's what I understood from Rabbeinu Prachya. And finally, just something that I saw, the Pricharash and Mishnah Berurah. What about someone who forgot to say Al Hanisim, and it would be Chanukah, and it was Purim less, and it was Shabbos? Okay, this is Matt, your point. That what do you say about that?
So then you have Cleo, because you have Cleo Sudan Shah.
So he asked the Shaila. The bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Tuf Reish Pei Beis, doesn't matter. Shabbos, not Shabbos, either way, you don't go back. And that's how we Paskin. So that's just the final few thoughts and ideas about Al Nisim. I want to now turn our attention to another part of the Sugya that we didn't really have a chance to do well. And that's Mem Tes. Let's skip though. Let's skip for now to Mem Tes in the wider lines. Omer l'Rav Zera l'Rav Chasda Nisi Mar v'Nisni. I see that third white line. I'm gonna like Berachas Mazona Lo Gemirna Utsnuya Masnina. I'm gonna like my high. I'm gonna like the Ikli the Berish Glusa Ubrichi Berachas Mazona the Zapir of Shesh is Lakuya Alai Kachavia Kachavia. Okay, so Rav Chisda had benched in the house of Rav Sheshes, and as reported here, something about his benching really got Rav Sheshes, upset or riled up like a snake. So Vamai, why was he so worked up? So Rav Sheshes says, "The lo amri lo bris v'lo Torah v'lo malchus." So Rav Chisda said, "I didn't say bris Torah malchus." V'amai lo amri. So why didn't you say that? Gemara says, "Kedar Rav Chanan al Amarav, Damar Rav Chanan al Amarav lo amar bris v'torah malchus yatsa bris l'fisheina benashim torah malchus l'fisheina lo benashim lo ba'avadim." So he says, "I followed Rav, who says that if you don't say bris v'torah and malchus, you're yotzei. Why? Because bris doesn't exist by nashim." Torah Malchus doesn't exist by Nashim and Avadim. Amarlei, okay, Reb Zera says, Va'at Shavchus Kolhani Tanoi Va'amarai Va'avdis Karaf, and you left, and you abandoned all of these Amaram, and you followed Rav here? Like, why did you do that? But anyway, Rav Sheshes clearly was not happy with Rav Chisda and what Rav Chisda did. Okay? So, that is a really important discussion for us, going back to the need to say bris v'torah malchus. How did Rav deal with the question of bris Torah malchus? So the way Rav dealt with it is he said, well, listen, if women don't have bris, if they don't have avadim, don't have Torah malchus, so then it must be that these words are not necessary. Right? Now that's a very different approach to what we saw until now. What did we see now? What did we see until now? Right? How did we understand this issue of bris Torah Malchus? We said, clearly you have to do it. Ah, women? Okay. Women, don't do it. And maybe even, women aren't chayav in benching at all. Because you guys can't do it, right? So that's like a whole opposite approach to the sugya. Earlier in the sugya, we saw bris Torah Malchus, all that, right, Sammy? What did we say? We said that if you don't have the ability to say it, then you're not going to be chayv in benching minat Torah, maybe, right? Meaning that's the reason why women are different. Rav completely flipped it around. He's like, oh, since women can't do this, so it must be you don't need to do it at all. And that's fine if you don't say bris Torah Malchus. Really the opposite, total opposites of one another. Okay. Now, I asked you to see the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Rav lohava amar lo bris lo Torah, bris lefi she'ena binashim, Torah lefi she'ena lo binashim v'lo ba'avadim. Klomar, uchadesh lo yisaknu shtei matbeos eno masker afilu ba'anashim. Does the chaver hear what the Rashba is saying? He's saying that it sounds like for Rav, since we don't want to have two different texts of benching, therefore, according to Rav, you leave out bris Torah Malchus.
What's the reason? Because you don't want people confused?
Maybe it's just like confusing for people. I hear that. It would be too much. Two different texts of benching, it would be too much. Says the Rashba, for that reason, we leave out bris Torah Malchus according to Rav. Okay. Then he goes on and he says, Hiksha Ravidzam Kena Filu Ha'aretz Lo Yasku Fisha'inam Ba'avadim. He says, I don't understand. What about Eretz Yisrael? How could you be masked Eretz Yisrael? Avadim don't have Eretz Yisrael. It's so interesting. He doesn't talk about it. Women.
Oh,
do you notice that?
Figure that out with what's it not? So funny in the Rashi.
Figured it out with
the women that the were women.
The Bnas Plachan Kasha and Dot Kalk in the base.
Yeah, and he told that earlier.
So you're saying maybe he held that women may have a portion
of
it.
Yeah, but Rashi also, if you look at the Pashas of the Rashi there.
Yeah, Rashi says that it wasn't really theirs, right?
It was the chalik of their
right.
Father,
right.
It wasn't
right.
Really
there. Yeah, it's a little bit strange why he's not so worried about women. It's a little bit strange. I guess you can say that for women it makes sense to say Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not theirs, it's their families, they're close enough to it. Maybe. But then he goes on and he says, V'im yomar shehin chaltas Yisrael anu nochlin, or v'im yomar shehin chaltas Yisrael, instead of al shehin chaltas labosenu, saying shehin chaltas Yisrael anu nochlin ma'aretz v'avadim modim alel, right? That doesn't make sense. So again, the Ravitz kasha is, how could it be that avadim talk about Eretz Yisrael? They shouldn't be talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mustaber shezu ein akushya, the bris v'torah ein advar Torah. When it comes to bris and Torah, that's not minat Torah. That's really important. Chaver, you see that line? Right? We talked about that earlier, the Bach, the Beis Yosef, remember? That discussion is the Haskara, bris v'Torah, derabanan or deraisa. Yeah, does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
So the Rashba says, I think black and white, that the need to say bris v'Torah is not minat Torah. Right? The Chai Adam, remember the Nishmas Adam? Right? By the Safek case, right? If you're Mesupik, if you said it, remember? Yeah, that whole discussion.
Yeah.
So the Rashba says very clearly here that it's not the Raisa. V'hilkach lo tavu chachamim matbea echel ha'anashim matbea echel ha'anashim matbea echel ha'avadim. Because it wasn't so necessary, they didn't want to differentiate. Aval berchas ha'aretz shida Raisa lo chilka Torah. But berchas ha'aretz, that's the Raisa. That's absolutely the Raisa. You have to say it. If it's shayachta, you have to say it. And therefore, we do our best to ensure that you say it. So we do say it. And not only do we say it, v'taminami kevin ikka d'kula nanan v'nachla sa'aretz v'svam mituva imperosel. And therefore, we'll go out of our way to make sure that not only do we say it, but avadim also say it. And it even makes sense, he writes, because everyone gets benefit from the land. The land of Israel, everyone gets benefit. Hilkach Omer Shein Chaltas Yisrael V'humoda Ba Misha Kol Nenen Ba. And therefore, you say it, you say Shein Chaltas Yisrael, they do appreciate the land of Israel. Everyone is Nana from the land of Israel. So says the Rashba. What a phenomenal Chiddush of the Rashba. What a phenomenal Chiddush. Phenomenal Chiddush. According to the Rashba, if I'm reading it correctly, Rav held lechatchila to leave out bris Torah Malchus lechatchila and to put in Eretz Yisrael.
He was also
that's what it sounds like in the Rashba.
He was also mashma that it was
It's also mashma, really, really interesting, that it's Birchas Hanen. However, this is a big however, as opposed to the other Rishonim who, when they presented Berchas Hananen, seemed to have said it's Berchas Hananen having to do with the food you ate. It's not what the Rajba says.
So it's Hananen on
the land. The land. Right? Notice his language.
Yeah.
It's the Berchas Hananen on the land of Israel. No? What an amazing idea. That's such an incredible idea, especially just as we think about Eretz Yisrael more and more today. Reuven, think about Eretz Yisrael today. What are we saying? We're saying now that Berchas Hamazon is a Berchas Hananen on the land of Israel. It's really quite remarkable, no? Isn't that remarkable? Is a bracha that we say, Daraisa, a Berchas Hananen on the land of Israel. Hashem gave us the land of Israel.
Could you say that just like men on the land is also just like putting pears on the land?
That's certainly a big part of that. 100%. Certainly. I'm still pretty amazed though at this formulation. Now, it is true in the Rashba that it seems that l'chatchila, you don't need to say Bris Torah Malchus according to Rav. That doesn't sound like our Gemara. The Haaretz and the Raj will point out that the Raj would probably had a different girsa. Our Gemara says, Rav Amar Lo Amar Berchas Torah Malchus Lo. Rav says Lo Amar Berchas Bris Torah Malchus Yatsa Mashmatz B'diavad. According to the Rajba's girsa, there must be something else going on where it's mashma that it's even l'chatchila. Now, Rabosai, the Elta Zeta. Did anyone had a chance to see the Elta Zeta? Pnei Yoshua. Without having a chance to, we're not going to have a chance to read every line in the Alta Zeta. But if you read carefully, he actually flip-flops. Right? At first he says that when it comes to Malchus, Bris Torah Malchus, it's hard to understand that it would be Ma'akeh B'diavad. Which we know is the Machlokas in the Torah. We talked about this already in the past with Bezayin, the Torah, and his brother Bechiel. So he said, it's hard to understand why it would be Ma'akev the B'diavad. It sounds like it's the Rabbanon, right? And he says, from our Gemara we just read on the Memtas, it does sound that way that it's not Ma'akev B'diavad. Because if it was Ma'akev B'diavad, then Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, that whole story, it sounds like he should be going back and benching. Right? You don't find any mention that Rav Chista went back to bench. So it sounds like B'diavad, everyone would be okay with it. Okay? That's the Pnei Yeshua's first stance in the sugya. That B'diavad, you could be Yotze even without saying Bris Torah, etc. Right? After all, it's Durabana. It says, Kacha Yanirali L'chora. That's why he got mad, but Lumayah said he didn't go back. But then he says, that's not the Mashmaos HaGemara. He says, if you read the Gemara, it's not true. It doesn't sound that way. Because when the Gemara says what Rav Chista did, he followed Rav, right? What Rav Chista did by following Rav sounds like he followed Rav, and Rav held that B'diavad, if you don't say Bris V'Torah, you're Yotza. Now, what is that Mashma, that if you disagree with Rav, that you're not Yotze, right? Rav held that if you miss it, you're Yotze B'diavad. But those who disagree with Rav, says the Elta Zeta, would probably hold that you're not Yotze B'diavad. And, you know, he's really sort of stuck on that. That's what he says.
You're not Yotze.
You're not Yotze, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Rav had said that since women don't have bris and Avadim don't have Torah Malchus, so they don't say it. I'm just curious, how did you learn Torah? What did Torah mean? What does it mean they don't have Torah?
Talmud Torah.
Okay, so Matt says Talmud Torah. Okay. Okay.
Came in
because
they have a funeral and all that.
What was that?
Earlier and all that was a day like they're supposed to like help their husbands out, so it can't be like in all aspects of Torah. Just
going to be certain. Yeah, but it's a Talmud Torah. That's pretty safe. You can say that. I hear that. If you say other ways, it's hard to understand the Gemara.
It's Poshep Shah.
Okay, here. What about Malchus? So that's also tricky.
Well, we saw that in.
Rabbi Yashiv right addressed that. Meaning, does it mean that he can't become Malachim? That would mean so. Rabbi Yashiv has two different pshatim. The first pshat he says is that they can't basically, you know, vote for a Malach. They're not chayav to, you know, do minui Malach. That's what he says. The second pshat he says is that they can't become a king, right? Which is very interesting, right?
What was
a woman
the first one?
That they can't. They're not chayav in being memana Malach and voting and. Installing a king. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is that they can't become a melech. That's interesting. Because I'm just wondering aloud, how many people can really become a melech? Jonathan, can you become a melech? I know that Sammy can't really become a melech. Hey, he's from a Kohen, from the Levi. I can't become a melech. So does that mean we're not, you know, shayach to malchus? And what do you do with that? How far do you go?
I'm speaking with Zach. I think it's interesting that
that's the same. That's the same kasha on that Rashi asked. Like, what about Kahanim and Levim? They or that Tosfos asked.
Tosfos and Rashi, yeah, similar thing. Yeah, correct, right?
Yeah,
very good.
Rebbe Yashiv says that the only reason why they can't want a king is that they're not Bas Kibush. But like, would that maybe like change today? Because like,
they're,
I don't know. We're defining
Bas Kibush,
but we're defining
it
as like a soldier or something like
that. Right. So I don't think it would change. Right. Okay, so lots to think about. Tomorrow we'll start the next part of the sugya. You know, earlier in Mantas, so we'll get a chance to do that. And yeah, we'll just keep going.